So we're going to be talking a little bit about how to play in time and how you can actually define a beat within a song. So the song we're going to be looking at today is AC/DC's song Back in Black. So before we actually listen to the track, I'm just going to give you a bit of information about it. So this track's in 4/4 time. Basically, what that means is that there's four beats per bar, and each of these beats are evenly spaced. So the main beat goes 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. And that's the same for any time signature. Whenever you have a time signature, the beats are always evenly spaced. So notice how it's not 1, 2, 3, 4. It's always very evenly spaced. There's an even amount of time in between them. So let's give this song a listen. It's in 4/4 time, so try and listen to that. We'll break it down and work out how we know it's in 4/4 time. So let's go. So that's the basic gist of the song, really. So how could I tell it was in 4/4? So the main thing to do is when you're trying to learn how to play in time is to listen out for the drums. The drums are really important when you're trying to learn how to play in time because they're what glues a band together. They're what basically holds the rhythm down. So 90% of the time when you listen to drummers, they're always accenting the main beat in a bar. So the drum beat in this particular song is always on beats 1 through to 4. So I think the bass drums are on 1 and 3 and the snares are on 2 and 4. So if I just continue playing it, I'll count 1, 2, 3, 4, and hopefully you'll be able to hear how the drums line up with that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. So for every beat, there was a drum beat on it. So this is what's known as the pulse of the song. So when you're trying to listen out to see how you can play in time, you want to be listening out for those drum beats and listening for the actual pulse. So there's a couple of things you can do for this. So anytime you're listening to the radio in the car, try and tap along with music, try and feel the pulse, or maybe try and tap along with your foot. It's a really good way of just trying to work out the feel of a tune and what the actual pulse is. So I hope that's helped.